alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
All right, Burlington, let's get real about sheets. When's the last time you washed your sheets? In the midst of our busy lives, it is far too easy to push off the simple task of washing your bed sheets indefinitely until you can't remember the last time you've given your bedding a spin through the wash. This is your reminder to wash your sheets. There is no better feeling than getting into a freshly made bed with clean sheets at the end of a long day. Not to mention, humans lose on average 500 million skin cells a day, many of which rub off onto your sheets. These cells attract dust mites, which can trigger itchiness and allergic reactions. Unwashed pillowcases harbor 17,000 more times bacteria than a toilet seat and can cause acne and skin irritation if not washed weekly. Sleep better, sleep cleaner, and wash your sheets. This message is brought to you by your hygienic DJs at WRUV.
And it feels good. We never feel that friendship is going to end. With some relationships, you start to feel the disconnect. It's about putting in a boundary and being clear but respectful to an individual to explain to them, this is how I feel, rather than to start off with an accusatory tone. If, you know, the energy still seems to be tainted and it's not flowing in the right direction, it's just to respectfully have the conversation to say, you know, it's not working for me. I wish you all the best.
Things coming to a natural end because people drift apart is totally fine, and it doesn't have to be dramatic. It might be, and there might have been like a bad event that occurs, and that's sad. But if you feel like you're just different from somebody now, maybe have a conversation with them about it, just like you would in a romantic relationship.
Friendships run its course. It's a big loss, and it's a huge dilemma. Someone decided that they don't want to be your friend anymore. So now you have to not be their friend, but that was their choice.